News release: South Simcoe Police Service. The South Simcoe Police Service charged four people with impaired driving offenses since Friday, including a boat operator following a collision. On Friday, August 12, 2022, at approximately 10:18 p.m., an officer conducted a traffic stop for a license plate violation on the 8th line in the town of Bradford, West Gwillimbury. As a result of an investigation, 50-year-old Michael Schulz of Uxbridge was charged with operation while impaired, excess blood alcohol. On Friday, August 12, 2022, at approximately 10:12 p.m., police responded to call concerning a vehicle in a parking lot on Holland Street East in the town of Bradford, West Gwillimbury. As a result of an investigation, 31-year-old Margaret Smockham Street. Pierre of Sutton West was charged with operation while impaired by drug. On Saturday, August 13, 2022, at approximately 9 p.m., police responded to a citizen-initiated complaint northbound on Young Street from the town of Bradford, West Gwillimbury. Police located the vehicle and a traffic stop was conducted. As a result of an investigation, 43-year-old Amanda Negi of Newmarket was charged with operation while impaired and operation while impaired, excess blood alcohol. On Saturday, August 13, 2022, at approximately 7:24 p.m., police responded to a collision involving two boats off the shore of Innisfil Beach Park in the town of Innisfil. Two people in one vessel were treated at the scene for minor injuries. As a result of an investigation, the operator of the other vessel, 32-year-old Alexander Gullick of Jackson's Point, was charged with dangerous operation, operation while impaired and operation while impaired, excess blood alcohol. Impaired boating is just like impaired driving. Boat operators face the same penalties as drivers on the road, including an immediate 90-day license suspension. Thank you to the citizens who call 911 to report suspected impaired drivers. From Friday, August 12, 2022, to Monday, August 15, 2022, the South Simcoe Police Service responded to 186 calls for service.